The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Tonight, the district championships will conclude, and here on the Breeze 94.5, we have the D1-3 district championship featuring the Fullerton Warriors and the Shelton Bulldogs.
The pass up toward the top of the circle, tipped away, and Pleahall won the race to the ball, takes it to the other end, and scores.
These two teams are playing their best basketball at the right point of the season. Oh, and by the way, a trip to the state tournament is on the line.
To the right-hand corner, stop. Connie drives the baseline, and he drives it and scores.
It's the Shelton Bulldogs, the Fullerton Warriors, and it's next on the Breeze 94.5. But first, let's take you courtside for the New Tech Seed pregame show. With the call in tonight's game, here's Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5 with the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. Tonight's the D1-3 district championship all game between the Fullerton Warriors and the Shelton Bulldogs. I'm Mike Weller, call the play-by-play for you tonight. Shelton coming in, a record of 9 wins, 14 losses on the season. The Bulldogs have won their last three games in beating Silver Lake 42-41. Then he played in the sub-district basketball tournament down at Hastings St. Cecilia last week, beating Red Cloud 61-52 and knocking off Heartland Lutheran by the score of 60-47. Shelton is a team that is averaging 44.1 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 49.2 on the defensive end. Again, their record at 9 wins and 14 losses on their season. The leading scorer so far in the year has been Derek Ellis. He is averaging 10.3 points per ball game. We'll see a team tonight in the Fullerton Warriors. They come in. They have won their last five games in a row. In their sub-district basketball tournament, they beat Palmer by 10, 49-39. And they got by Humphrey St. Francis by the score of 41-39. Also during this end-of-the-season run, the five-game winning streak, the Warriors have beaten Heartland Lutheran 57-34. They have beaten St. Edward by 30, 59-29. And they got by Palmer on the road by a score of 45-42. The Warriors, a team that's averaging 48.2 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 44.5 on the defensive end. And their leading scorer is Ethan Shatkowski. He is averaging 10.6 points per ball game. So it's Shelton and Fullerton, a trip to the Boys State High School basketball tournament on the line tonight. This is the D1-3 district championship ball game at Grand Island Central Catholic. Tyson Ebronik will join us next. He's got interviews with both coaches coming up. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening. Welcome back inside the KLIQ Breeze 94.5 studios as we get set for tonight's D1-3 district championship match between the Shelton Bulldogs and Fullerton here on the Breeze 94.5. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show, and it's time to talk things over with the coaches before tonight's game. And we'll first of all start things off on the Shelton side of things and talk with the head basketball coach there, Matt Walter, joining us on the program. Coach, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, let's talk maybe just a little bit before we get diving into the game plan for tonight. Talk about the Shelton Bulldogs basketball season here so far. Kind of got off to a slow start, but I understand you had to deal with some injury issues that kind of carried over from the football season.
Yeah, you know, from an injury standpoint, we lost basically three guys for the whole year. One of them came back recently. He's been around for about the last 2 weeks, but he's a sophomore, so he's still kind of coming into his own, but we lost two guys that would have played some significant varsity time, and then we lost one of our starters, third game of the season. He was out for about 9 games, so the injury bugs plagued us a little bit this year, but really no excuse for some of the games that we had that maybe we didn't show up as much as we should have for, but I think if you look at our schedule has been pretty brutal. The toughest schedule I've coached in the 5 years that I've been here at Shelton, you know, having Overton, Amherst, Ravenna, Elm Creek, Gibbon, Wood River, Blue Hills, BDSs of the world, Deschlers. It's been a really tough schedule this year, and our boys, you know, our wins and loss record isn't real great, but you know, I think you can ask any one of those coaches. We played all those teams pretty tough for about three quarters. We just hadn't been able to put four quarters together.
Well, Coach, and now you're Shelton Bulldogs, kind of riding the wings of a three-game winning streak here, beating Silver Lake, Red Cloud, Heartland Lutheran. How well do you feel that your team is playing at this point, at this crucial point of the season?
You know, I thought for sure, you know, that win against Silver Lake, that was a tough win. We had to win kind of on a buzzer shot. Silver Lake came to play. I didn't think we really showed up as well as we could have. But these last two games, I've been extremely proud of my kids. I thought it was our best two team wins of the season. Beating a Red Cloud team that had put it to us earlier on in the season, we allowed 78 points. I think they beat us by 26 points. And then turn around beating them by about 10. And then playing the team in Heartland Lutheran that we never play. So, you know, it's a team that you've never seen before. You know, in my 5 years, and then Mr. Brown, who's my assistant coach, in the 8 years prior, you know, we've never played them. So we've never really known what kind of basketball they played. We had one day to prepare for them. And, you know, Coach Brown and I coached them up. We watched a lot of film. The night that we got back from the Red Cloud game, the next day, try to get them as prepared as possible. And, you know, the kids were very coachable. They listened to everything we said. So, yeah, I think our boys right now are playing really, really, really good basketball. But you can say the same for Fullerton as well.
Yeah, Coach, and you have had at least a little bit of time here to prepare for Fullerton. What do you know about what's kind of the scouting report on them?
Well, I think the word that I use with my kids, and it's a lot like us, is the word team. There's not one guy that you can key on. You know, some teams you have one guy that you can key on. You may be helping the lane on everybody else, but they're such a good team. There's not one out of the five that you're like, okay, he's going to go off tonight. And that's very similar to our team. There's not one guy you can key on our team, because I feel like we put five guys out there on the floor that can score. And I think that's the same thing with Fullerton. All of them are very athletic, very smart basketball players. They're very well coached. Seeing them on film, you know, they're a very, very good team. And hopefully they miss a few shots and we make a few more, but we'll see. It's going to be a tough matchup. I think for both teams it'll be a tough matchup, both sides.
It's the D13 District Championship tonight on the Breeze 94.5. The Shelton Bulldogs and the Fullerton Warriors going to be tipping off here in just a few minutes. Matt Walter joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And, Coach, let's kind of go to the blackboard here. Let's draw up a game plan. What are the keys that that would result in a Bulldog victory tonight?
Well, for us, at the beginning of every game, I usually write three things up on the board that I think will help us lead to a victory. And if we, you know, achieve all three of those goals, then, you know, we'll be close. We'll be there. I think the first thing is going to be rebounding. They got some really good athletic rebounders, some that can jump and some that just know how to get their bodies inside under you and get a rebound. And that goes for both sides of the floor, offensive and defensive rebounding. And I think most coaches will tell you that, but I think tonight's going to be more important than ever. Taking care of the ball, obviously, not turning the ball over, that'd probably be number two for us. And then I think more than anything, the game's probably for us is going to be won on the defensive side of the ball. We got to play really, really solid defense. You know, Tim Miles said before the game with Northwestern, he thought that they could maybe come up with enough offense if they played really, really good defense against Northwestern. I think it's kind of the same thing tonight. I think we can come up with enough offense, hopefully, if we're hitting the shots like we have the last couple games. But on the defensive side, we got to play really, really solid defense against a really, really good Fullerton team.
Once again, Matt Walter joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. He is the head man for the Shelton Bulldogs boys basketball team as they get set to take on the Fullerton Warriors in the D13 District Championship. We'll take our break, and when we come back, we'll talk things over on the Fullerton side of things and get the game plan for the Warriors coming in to tonight's matchup.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our name's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Outlet Superstore.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get set for tip-off here between the Shelton Bulldogs and the Fullerton Warriors in the D13 District Championship. Spend a few minutes now and talk on the Fullerton side of things with Fullerton's boys basketball head coach Pat Larson joining us on the program. Coach, first of all, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Tyson. Appreciate you having us.
Coach, let's first of all talk about your Fullerton Warriors team here. Team playing really good basketball of late. The month of February, undefeated in the month of February. Talk about, the last five games here for your boys.
Well, Tyson, our kids have started to, I want to say gel, but we had some injuries early. We had some sickness, and so our same five guys that never seemed like never got to really get on the floor at the same time, or six or seven guys, and we're always messing around with our lineup trying to fill in for some kids that were hurt or sick. And here in February it's been pretty good. We did have an incident here in the first round of the sub-districts with the kid, but he'll be back tonight, and so I think our kids have really come together here this last month or so and are playing pretty well right now.
And a lot of the thing is just getting those pieces back together, and it's kind of amazing what happens when all those pieces get put back into the puzzle, so to speak.
It really is, and they're playing well together. They're looking at making some noise here, and our kids are pretty excited, and they're having a pretty good time, having fun with it as well.
Well, Coach, maybe talking a little bit about this district championship game in particular. How do you kind of, keep the emotions in check, if you will? I mean, everybody knows, you win and you're into the state tournament, but how do you keep them focused on just another game here?
Well, Tyson, we talk about what our game plan, our strategies, our goals are, and try to, keep them focused on here's what we want to do when we get into the game. Here's what's going to be necessary for us to be successful. And so it is big. It's big for everybody. At this point, everybody's wanting to win it as bad as everybody else. And so I think keeping those nerves in check and maybe slowing some things down at certain times will hopefully help us stay focused on what we need to do.
Talking a little bit about what's necessary for your boys to be successful, give us kind of a identity of your team, so to speak. What kind of team are we going to see on the floor tonight?
Well, we've got three seniors that start for us that will be leading us out there. Garrett Somm, our point guard, kind of our quarterback out on the floor. Ethan Shikoski, one of our three or four guys. And then Keenan Watovic, our post player. Those three seniors have done a great job for us all year. We have a couple of juniors that start for us. Gage Horick, long, lengthy kid who does a good job for us at both ends, really sees the floor well offensively. Pretty good passer. Seth Watovic is probably our go-to guy on defense. We'll lock him up on their best offensive player usually. So, with those five guys, we'll set them out there on the floor and look for them to keep things where they need to be, keep our nerves from getting where they need to be. And then we've got T.J. Ostransky and Tyson Helbush coming off the bench probably early, and then Jake Robinson and Colin Nathan will give us some relief out there as well. So we really feel like we've got pretty good solid eight or nine guys that we can stick out there and do well with.
Coach, let's flip the coin here. Maybe talk about your opponents in tonight's D13 District Championship, the Shelton Bulldogs, a team that's kind of been up and down this season but has put on a pretty good run here as of late.
Yeah, their record, I think, is fairly deceptive. They've played some pretty tough teams. They've played Ravenna, Gibbon, Arcadia Loop City. They're a team that you can't just say, their record is speaks for itself or any type of thing. I think they're going to be a tough ball club for us. Size-wise, they're probably a little bigger than we are, 6'4", 6'3", 6'3", they got a couple of quick guards and Ellis and Muehlbach, and I think the Hawks kid and the Warriors kid, those two kids are good boards, good rebounders. And the Pollard kid, I mean, he's a kid that can shoot the three out there, and he also can post up. So, we're going to have our hands full. We need to make sure that, again, we limit some turnovers. We really hit the boards hard against these guys.
Once again, Coach Pat Larson the boys basketball coach for the Fullerton Warriors, joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coach, it's time to go to the coach's blackboard here. Give us three keys to the game tonight.
Well, I think the one thing that we have to do defensively is challenge every shot that they're going to take. Keep them moving. Make them move off their spot. Don't let them get comfortable out there shooting, because I think they can be pretty good perimeter shooters if we allow them to do that. The other thing I think is we're going to have to make sure that we box out well, because, as I said earlier, they're probably a little bit bigger than we are, but I think if we box them out, do a good job of checking them off the boards, I think we can win the board battle. That's going to be a key. And some transition. I think we need to get up and down the floor a little bit under control without throwing the ball away. I think we play well when we get into a transition game, as long as we don't get in too much of a hurry. So I think for us, transition, boards, and making sure we're challenging their shots.
Once again, Pat Larson, the head basketball coach for the Fullerton Warriors, joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we just are just about set for tip-off here tonight between the Shelton Bulldogs and the Fullerton Warriors. It's the D1-3 District Championship, and it's coming up next on The Breeze 94.5.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, welcome back to the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic High School here tonight. The D1-3 Boys District Championship ball game between the Fullerton Warriors and the Shelton Bulldogs here tonight. The winner moving on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament in Lincoln. Last night we had the Class C District Championship ball games around the state. Tonight, classes D1 and D2 at things here. In Class D1, in addition to this ball game, you've got the game going on at Doan College in Crete between Lord Central Catholic and Brooding Davenport Shickley. The D1-2 district final is at Norfolk Catholic tonight. Howells Dodge against Randolph. D1-4 is at Burwell. A game between Clearwater Orchard and Sandhills Fethard. At Holdridge tonight is the game between Overton and Cambridge. And at Sydney, it's North Platte St. Pat's taking on Hemingford. The D2 District Championship games at Norris tonight. Falls City Sacred Heart against Exeter Milligan. At Clarkson Lee, High Plains Community against Bancroft Rosalie. At Northeast Community College in Norfolk, Wynon is playing Spalding Spalding Academy. At Kearney Catholic tonight, Kennesaw against Elwood. At Hayes Center, Hitchcock County against Paxton. And at Hayes Springs, it'll be Layton taking on Cody Gilgore. We get to the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Shelton going with Derek Ellis, also Taryn Hawks, and also Spencer Wires in the ballgame tonight. Owen Madden getting a start, and Dakota Pollard. For the Fullerton Warriors, they've got Garrett Somm coming in there. Gage Horick, also it's going to be a Keenan Wojcik, also Jeremiah Sislow, and also Seth Wojcik in the basketball game here tonight. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Fullerton controls the opening tip. The Warriors are going to be dressed in their white uniforms here this evening, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. The Shelton Bulldogs will be in their blue uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white and the black. So the Fullerton Warriors, they won five games in a row down the stretch with a record of 10 wins and 7 losses. They've got the ball. Here's Horick right at the free throw line. His pass inside is going to be deflected. Horick picks it back up, drives it down the lane, kicks it down in the corner. Here's a Shikoski. The three is up there and in. Ethan Shikoski throws up a three-pointer from the deep left corner. That's a 3-0 ball game. Fullerton has got the lead over the Shelton Bulldogs early in this basketball game. Here's a steal now by the Fullerton Warriors. Coming back the other way is Horick. He drives the ball to the hole. That's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. So Shelton turns the ball over right off of the bat here. Fullerton grabs the ball, and Horick takes it right back the other way, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Shelton. That's going to send Gage Horick to the free throw line. Personal foul goes here on Madden of Shelton. That's going to be his first foul. Going to the free throw line will be Horick. His shot is up there and in. Gage Horick is a 57% foul shooter in the season. He is now 22 out of 38 from the free throw line. Fullerton is a team hitting 52% of their foul shots. There's the next one. It's up there and in. So, bam, just like that, 5-0 is the score. Fullerton on a three and a couple of free throws have got a 5-0 lead over the Shelton Bulldogs early. There's another steal in backcourt now. A steal there by Somm as he drives through the hole and scores. Garrett Somm takes that ball away from Derek Ellis. So two turnovers on Shelton. It's a 7-0 ball game. Fullerton is out on top. Finally, the Bulldogs get the ball in their offensive zone. They can set up offensively here. Ellis sends the ball down low to Pollard. It sounds up and in. Dakota Pollard scoring there for Shelton. So the Bulldogs finally get on the scoreboard at the 6:43 mark of this first quarter. 7-2 is the score. Fullerton is out on top. You're listening to the D1-3 District Championship ball game on the breeze. There's a three-pointer put up there and in by Gage Horick. Horick hits a three ball from just the right side of the lane, and it's a 10-2 ball game now in favor of Fullerton. This is a team that's been averaging 48 points per ball game. They've got 10 already here in the first 4 minutes of this one, or the first 2.5 minutes of this one. There's a shot on the baseline by Wires. It's going to be partially deflected. The ball is brought out of there by Fullerton. There's a Watovic, Seth Watovic, coming back in the offensive zone here for the Warriors. Goes over on the far sideline to Somm. Somm down to Shikoski at the top of the key. Back outside, three-pointer by Somm. That shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Ellis, and he's fouled in a blank. The foul is going to go on Gage Horick. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on the Warriors. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Shelton playing things in here in backcourt. 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Fullerton out to a 10-2 lead here over the Shelton Bulldogs. Fullerton's fired up 2 3-pointers already here in the ballgame. Here's Shelton back with the ball. Bounce pass goes to Wires. Dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Now a pass right side of the lane. Goes to Ellis, and he lays it in. Wires gets the assist. Derek Ellis gets the field goal there for Shelton. The Bulldogs back to within 6 points, 10-4 now. Here comes Fullerton back with the basketball. They walk it into the offensive zone. Sama's got it. Dribbles it down the lane. There's a pass now to Horick. His shot from 10 feet away is good. Gage Horick bounces with it off of the glass. He's got 7 points already here in the first quarter. 12-4 is the score. Fullerton has got the lead over Shelton here in the D1-3 district championship ball game. Down in the corner is going to be Madden. Comes outside down to Ellis. Down in the corner to Pollard. Looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Comes back out to Ellis out here in 3 point territory. Fullerton is in a 1-3-1 zone defense. There's a shot jacked up from the left wing. It's going to be no good. Rebound offensively. Wires has got the ball. Now to Ellis. Cross-court pass to Pollard. His shot is up there. Good. High-arcing three-pointer. Dakota Pollard nails a tray there for Shelton. It's now a 12-7 ball game. Fullerton has got the lead here over Shelton in this basketball game. Here's Garrett Somm with the ball. Somm gets it down to the top of the key with the ball. There is going to be Shikoski. Moves it over to Watovic. Out of the top of the key again. Driving down the lane is going to be Shikoski. He puts it up off of the glass. His shot no good. Rebound comes down to Pollard. Dakota Pollard has got the ball as he hands it away here in backcourt to Derek Ellis. And Ellis will bring things up for Shelton. They're trailing by 5 here in the ball game. 12-7 is the score. Here's Hawks with the ball. Hawks moves it down in the corner to a Madden. Skip pass comes outside to Ellis. 4-3 is shot up there. It rims off no good. And the rebound comes down to Fullerton. Ethan Shikoski with the rebound. He'll try to back the other way. We're down to 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, 12-7. Fullerton has got the lead. 4-3. Here's Horick. His shot is up there and in. Gage Horick throws up another three-pointer. He's got 10 points here in the first quarter for Fullerton. 15-7. Fullerton out on top, and now here's a ball going to be knocked out of bounds here by Garrett Somm of Fullerton. Tyson Hellbush comes into the ball game now for the Fullerton Warriors. Keenan Watovic also comes into the contest as well. As Fullerton will stay in this 1-3-1 zone defense, 15-7 to score. Shelton trailing in the ball game. Here's Pollard down in the corner. He's double-teamed. Pollard has to get rid of it. Now he tries to dribble it. Now he's in trouble again. He throws it back out here to Derek Ellis. Skip pass goes to the left side to Wires. He's double-teamed in the low block left side. Back out in three-point territory. The ball tip picked up by Hawks. Dribbles down the lane. It's behind the back pass. Goes over there to Madden. Back out to Hawks. His shot is up there and in. Taryn Hawks scores right at the free-throw line for the Shelton Bulldogs. It's now a 15-9 score. Fullerton is out on top. The Warriors come back with the basketball. They trot her back the other way. Here's Somm with the ball. Here on the near sideline, Garrett Somm dribbling with it, splits the defense, drives it to the hole, and a bounce pass comes over here to T.J. Ostrowski, who's into the ball game now. Ostrowski goes back to the right sideline to Somm, moves it out on the baseline. Little 10-footer is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Pollard. Dakota Pollard with the ball, gets it ahead. Here comes Shelton with the ball now. Taryn Hawks moves it down in the corner. That's Madden with the ball. The Hawks comes across the top to Ellis. Rainbow pass comes over here to Hawks. Takes a three ball. A shot rims off, no good. Rebounded there defensively by Watovic for the Fullerton Warriors. This is Keenan Watovic, who is into the ball game. So it's a 15-9 score. Fullerton is out on top by 6 points. Warriors have the ball back in their offensive zone. Jared Somm lobs it inside. It's going to be too far. Trying to connect with Keenan Watovic underneath the basket there. And they threw it too far. That's the first turnover on Fullerton here in the basketball game. 2:31 left. Coming out of the ball game now for Fullerton is going to be Seth Watovic. Tchaikovsky comes back in there. 15-9 the score. Fullerton has got the lead. Warriors have nailed 3 3-pointers so far here in this first quarter of play. Here's a Taryn Hawks with the ball out to Ellis. His shot for three is going to be up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Following shot by Wires is up there, no good. Ball is tipped out. Wires grabs the ball again. Here on the left side, Wires now double-teamed over there. Skip pass comes over here to Ellis on the right wing. Down in the corner, there's a Muehlbach. His shot going to be up there, no good from three. And the rebound comes down right in the hands of Gage Horick. So the Warriors have got the ball now. Quickly back the other way, driving the baseline, putting up a shot. It's up there, no good. Tip try, no good. Bound for the rebound. A foul shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hellbush. Another shot by Hellbush, no good, and the foul is called. So Tyson Hellbush all over the offensive glass there for Fullerton. He couldn't get one to go down through the hole, but now we got a personal foul called. This is Keenan Watovic going to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Derek Ellis of Shelton. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two in the Bulldogs. This is going to be a Keenan Watovic to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Watovic is a 53% foul shooter on the season. He's hit 21 out of 39 from the free throw line. Fullerton as a team now, 3-for-3 in this ball game here tonight, as Horick had a couple of free throws earlier. Here comes Colin Nathan into the ball game now for the Fullerton Warriors. Also, TJ Ostrowski comes back in there as well. 1:47 to play here in the first quarter, 16-9. Fullerton has got the lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in by Keenan Watovic. So he gets into the scorebook with a couple of free throws. That's now a 17-9 ball game. Fullerton is out on top. The Warriors have led this baby from the opening tap. They scored the first 7 points in the basketball game here tonight. Here comes Shelton back the other way. Derek Ellis has got the ball. Down to Hawks. Gets it out to Ellis. Left wing, Muehlbach has got it. Muehlbach dribbles once. Comes out between the circles again to Ellis. Now to Hawks. Out to Ellis, top of the key. Skip pass down in the corner. Goes to Wires. Brings it back to Ellis on the wing. Comes across the top again to Hawks. Goes over there to Muehlbach. He penetrates inside. A shot for the window. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Fakes, goes back up, and he's fouling the play. Jared Muehlbach will go to the free throw line here. He is fouling the play by Fullerton at the 1:16 mark in his first quarter. Personal foul goes on Seth Watovic. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on Fullerton. Going to the free throw line is going to be Muehlbach for the Shelton Bulldogs. He's a 55% foul shooter in the season. And his first shot's going to be up there, no good. First free throw of the night for the Bulldogs. Shelton is a team hitting 57% from the free throw line this year, 47% from the field, and 24% from three-point territory. Jared will have one more shot here with 1:16 to play in the first. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Muehlbach is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now a 17-10 ball game. The Fullerton Warriors out on top as we approach the one-minute mark here in this first quarter of play. Watovic has got the ball. Gets it to the far sideline to Somm, who's back into the ball game. Somm has got the ball. Gets it out to Ostrowski. Brings it back to Somm. His shot for three is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound is brought down here by Wires. Wires gets the ball down to Ellis. Here come the Shelton Bulldogs back with the basketball. Derek Ellis has got it. Ellis into the forecourt. Now to Muehlbach. Being pressured out here in three-point territory. Comes over here to Derek Ellis. Moves it down in the corner. That's a Taryn Hawks with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Pollard. Spins toward the baseline. There's a fake. Goes up with the shots. No good. Rebound comes down to Pollard. He has it knocked loose. Picked up by Wires. Wires brings it out there to a Muehlbach. Back to a Dakota Pollard. He works underneath the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. But he's fouling the play. So Dakota Pollard working hard down there for Shelton just to the right of the basket. Could not get the finished product there, but he'll go to the free throw line now to have a couple of free throws. He's fouled in a play by Seth Watovic. That's going to be his second foul. So Pollard to the free throw line is 60% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there and in. Dakota Pollard averaging 2.5 points per ball game for Shelton. He's a 6'3" and senior. Head coach Matt Walter at Shelton. Here comes the next shot. It's up there and in. Dakota Pollard hits a couple of free throws, and the Bulldogs are back to within 5 points. It's 17-12 late in this first quarter. Now Fullerton will come back the other way. They'll probably play for the final shot here. This is T.J. Ostransky dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory. Jared Somm has got it. Brings it back to Ostransky, right side of the lane, looking to penetrate. Gives it off over there, down on the baseline. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Hal Bush. His pass out on top, nearly intercepted. Sama's got it. A running one-hander in the lane is going to be no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. First quarter in the books here from the boys' D1-3 district championship ball game at Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll take a break with a score. Fullerton 17, Shelton 12.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast. Proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, also online at KLIQFM.com, and also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. D1-3 district championship ball game, the Shelton Bulldogs and the Fullerton Warriors. It's Fullerton out on top with a score of 17-12 as we start this second quarter of play here at the Crusader Gym at Grand Island Central Catholic. Shelton has got the ball on their offensive end. The ball is going to be deflected out of bounds here by Shatkowski, who's back into the ball game now for Fullerton. Shelton trying to set up here against his 1-3-1 zone defense. Here's the ball that's going to be kicked out top now by Ethan Shatkowski. So again, it'll be Shelton playing things in right here at the volleyball spike line here on the near sideline. Hawks will play things in. They get it down in the corner on the left side. There's going to be Wires with the ball. Wires comes out to Muehlbach. Skip pass comes over here to Hawks. Entry pass to get it inside to Pollard. He is surrounded. There's a pass that could be intercepted. Third turnover on Shelton here in the ball game. The ball is intercepted by Somm. He gets the ball down the floor. There's a pass over on the right side of the lane. He shines up there and in. That's Tyson Hellbush. Tyson Hellbush getting the field goal there for the Fullerton Warriors. And that's now a 19-12 ball game. 19-12. Fullerton is out on top. They scored the first 7 points in the basketball game here tonight. Wires with the ball deep in the corner. This is Spencer Wires. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles to the high on the block, then back down to the corner. There's a shot there by Taron Hawks. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ethan Shatkowski. So here comes Fullerton back the other way. Somm has got the ball. Entry pass inside down to Horick. They get it back to Somm here on the left wing. Shot is up there, no good. Ball goes to the corner. It's going to be picked up there by Shelton. And Spencer Wires with the ball. Wires gets it into the hands of Derek Ellis. Here come the Bulldogs. They're trailing by 7 here in the second quarter, 19-12. 6 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half from GICC tonight. Here's Derek Ellis with the ball out here in three-point territory. Lobs it over here near sideline to Muehlbach down in the corner. That's a Pollard with the ball. Now to Muehlbach again in the wing. Back down to Pollard. Entry pass to get it inside. That's Hawks. He goes up. He shots up and in. Taron Hawks scoring there. That's his second field goal of the ball game for the Bulldogs. 19-14. Is Fullerton out on top. Here come the Warriors. They will walk the ball back the other way. Garrett Somm will bring it back to the offensive zone here. They go down to the low block left side to Horick. Kicks it down in the corner. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Shatkowski. Rebound is loose. It's brought down here by Wires, and a foul is called. A foul is going to be called here on the Fullerton Warriors. So it'll come back the other direction at the 5:55 mark. Personal foul is going to be called in Keenan Watovic. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 4 on Fullerton here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Shelton will come back the other direction. With the ball is going to be Derek Ellis. Waist-high dribble, brings it into the offensive zone, gets away, dribbles it to the free throw line. Now a traveling violation. Ellis got away from Garrett Somm out here in three-point territory. Took it to the free throw line, kind of shuffles his feet right there. He's whistled for the traveling violation. Turnover number four, called on Shelton here in the ball game. Here comes Fullerton back the other way, a three-pointer from the corner. Good. Ethan Shikoski throws up his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points. And Fullerton is out on top now by a score of 22-14. Here in the second quarter of play, the winner moves on to the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. Fullerton has won their last five games in a row. Shelton has won their last three. There's a Pollard is shot from the right baseline, hits the side of the glass, no good. Ball is brought down here by Horick, running back the other way. Here's another three by Shikotsky. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Ball tapped around and is loose in the lane. It comes rolling out here. It's picked up here by Latovic. Latovic sets the things back up for Fullerton. Comes out to Somm, now down in the corner. That's a Shikoski with the ball. Back to Somm. They move it back to the right side of the lane with a basketball. There's going to be Watovic. His pass is going to be deflected. It comes out here and is picked up by Keenan Watovic. Fullerton keeps things alive here with 4:44 to play in the second quarter. Down in the corner is going to be Shikoski. His shot for three is going to be an air ball. No good. Rebound comes down to Horick. He gets the ball back out to the free throw line, and the foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Shelton. It's going to go on Muehlbach. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three on Shelton. Non-shooting situation is going to be Fullerton playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They come way outside to Horick, who gets the ball to Somm. Somm sends it over to Shikoski on the wing on the right side. Entry pass. They get it to Watovic. Turnaround jumper in the lane. It's going to be up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Wires. Wires has got it now for Shelton. 22-14. Fullerton has got the lead. Here's Hawks with the ball. Hawks takes it over to a Muehlbach in the wing on the left side. Down in the corner now to Wires. He holds the ball against his zone defense. On the wing again is going to be Muehlbach. Down in the corner to Wires. The Muehlbach. Pass to the near sideline to Ellis. Skip pass goes over to Muehlbach. Dribble penetration. A shot in the lane is going to be up there and in. Jared Muehlbach scoring there. It's now a 22-16 ball game. So Fullerton continues to lead by 6 points, just under the four-minute mark now here in quarter number two at Grand Island Central Catholic tonight. Somm has got the ball to Shikoski. Goes back out to Somm. Or the Somm. Entry pass goes inside to Watovic. Back out to Somm. They work it down in the right corner to Shikoski. His three-pointer is put up there no good. Rebound is saved here, but right into the hands of the Fullerton Warriors. It was saved by Gibbons Muehlbach, but right into the hands of the Warriors. So Fullerton, here's a free-throw line jumper put up there no good by Watovic, and the rebound comes down to Derek Ellis. Ellis has got the ball now for Shelton down the near sideline, drives it against Shikoski. Now picks it up down there on the baseline, throws it back out on top. Muehlbach for three, shot rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Watovic. Seth Watovic with the ball here for Fullerton. He gives it away in backcourt. Now to Somm to the near sideline. Shikoski. He holds the ball. Free throw line extended. Left side. There's a pass the other way to Watovic. His shot from five is going to be too strong. No good. Off the glass. Rebound comes down to Terran Hawks. Hawks will bring her back down for the Shelton Bulldogs. Bounce pass near sideline to Ellis. 2:50 left here in the second quarter. 22-16 Fullerton. There's a three-pointer put up there. No good by Hawks. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Fullerton. Ethan Shikoski grabs the board there. For the Warriors, back the other way. They get it to Horick. He drives the ball into the paint. His pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Keenan Watovic, and now a timeout's going to be called here by Gibbon. Neither team able to put anything down through the hole here in the past couple of minutes. We got a timeout here with 2 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score of 4-22. Shelton 16.
Laser Tech has been putting the SERV back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
The Breeze 94.5.
All right, 2.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Fullerton has got the lead in the D1-3 district championship ball game over Shelton. The score is 22-16. Shelton has got the ball, though, back to their offensive end. Hawks works it to Ellis. Back outside now to Muehlbach. Dribble penetration is pass deflected. Picked up by Ellis. Sends it down low to Pollard. His shot on the baseline. Off of the window is good. Dakota Pollard scoring there. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. And now the Bulldogs are back to within 4 points. This is as close as they have been for a while, as Fullerton scored the first 7 points in the basketball game. Chikoski has got the ball now on the wing to Ostransky. Ostransky comes over here in the wing to Horick. Moves it down in the corner. That's Chikoski with the ball again. Working the baseline. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Somm. And the rebound comes out of Pollard. Shelton has got the ball, trailing by 4 points, 22-18. 1:40 left here in quarter number two. Here's Derek Ellis with the ball. Ellis comes out between the circles now to Muehlbach. Moves it down in the corner. On the left side, holding the ball down there is going to be Hawks. Back to Muehlbach. The Hawks inside to Pollard. Shot is up there, and it's up for the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Keenan Watovic. Watovic gets into the hands of Somm. Back the other way for Fullerton. Near side, Ostransky. His shot is up there and in. Just inside the three-point circle, T.J. Ostransky scoring there for Fullerton. 24-18. A minute, 9 seconds to play now here in the second quarter. Shelton has got the ball. Here's Hawks with it. Hawks brings it out to Ellis. Now to Muehlbach in the wing. Bounce pass goes inside. Pollard has got it. He can't do anything. Comes back out into three-point territory. They work it back around to Hawks in the wing on the left side. Back out between the circles to Ellis. Now to Hawks again on the wing as they got to be patient against this 1-3-1. But you got to move the ball, too. Moving it down the left side of the wing. It's going to be Hawks, and he loses control of the ball. I think we got a foul down here, though, as well in Fullerton. That's going to be the case. A foul is going to be called on Gage Horick. That's going to be his second foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. Hellbush comes back into the ball game now for Fullerton. Here comes Jacob Robinson back into the ball game. 24-18. Fullerton has got the lead. 45 seconds to play. There's a shot in the wind. It's going to be no good by Hawks off of the inbound. And the rebound comes down to Fullerton. The Warriors runner back the other way into their offensive zone. Somm has got it. He's fouled in the play by Ellis. Derek Ellis picks up the personal foul for Shelton. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Bulldogs. So a non-shooting situation here for Fullerton as they will play things in. We'll see if they go for the final shot. We're down to 34 seconds to play. Chikoski with the ball deep in the right corner. Chikoski holds it, gets it out to Ostransky. He'll take a three. His shot no good, and a rebound comes down here to Pollard. Pollard has got it now for Shelton, and the Bulldogs have got the ball now with 20 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, they're trailing in the ball game by a score of 24-18. Here's Ellis with the ball. Ellis comes over to Muehlbach, brings it back to Ellis. Just across the 10-second line, picked up by Ostransky. Ellis dribbling on the ball. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. They get it into the hands of Hawks. Hawks looks at it. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Bounce pass goes over to Ellis. His shot for three is up there. He buries it at the buzzer. Derek Ellis throws up a three-pointer for the Shelton Bulldogs as time expires here in quarter number two. We have reached halftime. The Shelton Bulldogs are within 3 points now after a three-pointer by Derek Ellis. From several feet beyond the three-point circle. That'll give the old Bulldogs a mole going into the locker room at halftime. The score at the break is Fullerton 24, Shelton 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Urbana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School. D1-3 district championship ball game here tonight between Shelton and the Fullerton Warriors. And the score to break, Fullerton has got the lead over Shelton by a score of 24-21. Halftime show tonight is brought to you by the Allen Superstore of Hastings. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else? Well, you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. It was Fullerton who scored the first 7 points in the basketball game tonight. Shelton did not score until a 6:43 mark of the second or first quarter to make it a 7-2 ball game. Fullerton got out to a 10-2 lead in the first quarter. It was 17-9 in favor of Fullerton before Shelton scores the final 3 points in the first quarter to pull within 5 points at 17-12. Fullerton led by 8 points again at 22-14. Shelton comes back to make it a 4-point ball game at 22-18. And then they get a 3-pointer right at the end of the second quarter by Derek Ellis. They give the team some momentum going into the locker room at halftime. And Shelton find themselves down by just 3 points here at halftime by a score of 24-21 here at the break. Scoring in the first half here for Fullerton, they've got 10 points so far from Gage Horick. Horick has knocked down 2 3-pointers. He's got a 2-point field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 6 points for Ethan Shikoski on 2 3-pointers in the contest tonight. Then we've got Keenan Witovic. He's got 2 free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. Tyson Hellbush, he has got a field goal for 2. TJ Ostransky, he has got a field goal and 2 points. And Garrett Somm, he's got a field goal for 2. Fullerton is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half of play. For Shelton, they have got 4 guys that have scored so far. Being led by Dakota Pollard, he has got 9 points. Pollard has knocked down a 3-pointer. He's got a couple of 2-point field goals, and he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Derek Ellis, he's in a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points here at the break. Taron Hawks, he's got a couple of field goals for 4. And Jared Muehlbach, he's got 3 points in the ball game. He's got a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the line. Shelton is hitting 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe here in the first half of play. Again, a score at halftime. It is Fullerton out on top of Shelton by a score of 24-21. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in the first half as we continue on the Allen Superstore Halftime Show right after this.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods right in your own hometown. Check out the fresh produce and meats. With weekly specials, you will save even more by shopping local. Don't forget, Larry's has movie rentals, party supplies such as balloons, deli trays, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, Bulldogs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Mike Will back here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at Grand Island Central Catholic here tonight. Powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. 24-21 is the score. It is Fullerton out on top of the Shelton Bulldogs here tonight at the break. Checking the shooting numbers in the first half of play, Fullerton is hitting 40% from the floor. They are 10 out of 25. Shelton is 8 out of 22 for 36%. On three-pointers, Fullerton, 5 out of 11 for 45%. Shelton is 2 out of 7 for 29%. The rebound, Shelton is out-rebounding Fullerton so far, 14-12. Shelton has got 5 offensive rebounds, 9 on defense. Fullerton has got 4 offensive rebounds and 8 on defense. Fullerton has turned the ball over only 3 times here in the ball game. Shelton has got 4 turnovers. Steals, Fullerton has got 1, Shelton has got 2. For the free throw line, Fullerton is 5 out of 11 from the stripe in the first half of play. They checked that from the free throw line here, 3 out of 4. 3 out of 4 for Shelton, 75%. Did not shoot a free throw in the second quarter of play. Shelton, meanwhile, they are 3 out of 4 from the line. They've got 75% as well. Blocked shots. Fullerton has got one blocked shot. Shelton with none. And right now it's a 24-21 ball game as the Fullerton Warriors have the lead over the Shelton Bulldogs here tonight. Again, the winner of this one goes to the Boys St. High School basketball tournament next week. In Class D1, 6 district champions will be crowned tonight. Then you've got 2 wild cards. The other game is going on. Lord's City Catholic. Lord's Central Catholic is playing Bruning Davenport Shickley at Doan College in Crete. At Norfolk Catholic tonight, Howells Dodge against Randolph. At Burwell in Class D1, Clearwater Orchard is playing Sandhills Thetford. At Holdridge, it's Overton against Cambridge. And in the D1 6th district final, that's out in Sydney tonight, North Platte St. Pat's against Hemingford. Class D2, Fall City Sacred Heart is playing Exeter Milligan at Norris. High Plains Community against Bancroft Rosalie at Clarkson Lee. Why Not playing Spalding Academy at Northeast Community College in Norfolk. Kennesaw is playing Elwood at Connie Catholic High School tonight. We got a first quarter score on that ball game. It was Elwood out on top of Kennesaw by a score of 12-9. At Hayes Center tonight, Hitchcock County is playing Paxton. And the Class D2 6th district final is being played out at Hayes Springs. Layton against Cody Kilgore. Class C had their district championships last night. The district champions in Class C1 included Fall City, Bishop Newman, Columbus Scotus, Wayne, Connie Catholic, and Cozad. It appears the 2 wild card teams in Class C1 will be Boone Central, Newman Grove, and Wahoo. The district champions in Class C2 included Freeman, Archbishop Bergen, Battle Creek, Sutton, Ainsworth, and Kimball. And it looks like the 2 wild card teams in Class C2 will be Donovan Trumbull and Southern Valley. Southern Valley had a point average today of 44.8333 points. Hastings St. Cecilia was next in line with an average of 44.7500 points. So it looks like the Hawks will be on the outside looking in when the official pairings are announced. They're probably sometime tomorrow over the NSAA. Got another update on a score. Elwood is out on top of Kennesaw now at halftime by a score of 30-15. You've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So Shelton with a little momentum as they start this third quarter of play. The Bulldogs are back to within 4 points here, 24-21, as we are underway now in quarter number 3. It'll be Fullerton shooting to our basket to our right. Garrett Somm has got the ball. They have the opening possession here. There's a shot by Shikoski from the corner. It rims off, no good. Down for the rebound, offensive board. A putback is up and in. Seth Witowiak, or Witowiak, picking up the offensive board and the putback there for Fullerton. And now the Warriors go out on top by a score of 26-21. Shelton has got the ball. And it's going to be a Fullerton still. And well, now they've gone to a man-to-man defense. Fullerton in a man-to-man defense here. Shelton has got the ball out here in 3-point territory. Hawks trying to drive it left side of the lane. Kicks it out here. Near sideline to Wires out in 3-point territory. Out on top to a Pollard. His pass is going to be intercepted. A turnover there on the Shelton Bulldogs. They're 5th of the ball game. Back the other way. There's a shot put up there and in. Witowiak scoring again. Seth Witowiak. So back-to-back field goals for Witowiak. It's now a 28-21 ball game as Fullerton goes back out on top by 7 points here in the ball game. Here comes Shelton back with the ball. Still a man-to-man defense here for the Fullerton Warriors. A pass to the near sideline. There's a shot put up there by Wires. Rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Horick. Gage Horick with the ball now for Fullerton. Runs it back the other way to Garrett Somm down in the corner. That's going to do a Witowiak driving with the ball, and he has it tipped away. It's going to be picked up here by Shelton. A turnover on Fullerton. Here comes Shelton back with the ball. That's Hawks with it now. Hawks takes it to Ellis on the far side. Ellis around the screen, drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul's going to be called. A foul on the way in on the drive by Derek Ellis of Shelton. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on to Keenan Wojcik. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on Fullerton here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Derek Ellis now for Shelton. He's got 5 points in the ball game and a 3 and a 2 from Derek Ellis here in this ball game. The shot is up there. It's going to be good. Ellis is a 64% foul shooter in this season. He's now 40 out of 62 from the line. The score is 28 to 22. Shelton is down by 6 points. Ellis will have one more free throw. It's up there, and it's going to be off of the back iron. No good, and the rebound comes down here to Shikoski for the Fullerton Warriors. It gets it down to Somm into the forecourt. Shikoski again here on the near side. Brings it back out to Somm. He fakes the three out here. Somm puts it on the floor, dribbles over to Horik on the wing on the left side. Down to Shikoski down in the corner. Lobs it to Wojcik. Back out Shikoski down in the three-point territory in the corner. Comes out to Somm in three-point territory out here between the circles. Now Shikoski's got it deep in a corner on the right side as he continues to run that baseline. Shikoski has got it on the right baseline. He's got the ball, comes back out between the circles to Somm. Now left side to Horik. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Shikoski again. Entry pass again to Wojcik. Now to Shikoski out here in three-point territory. Somm has got the ball. Dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now to Wojcik down in the corner again to Shikoski. There's a pass down the right baseline to Horik. Comes back out to Somm. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Fullerton. The foul is going to be called. Gage Horik came up with a ball as it was being swatted around underneath the basket. Horik came up with it, and then he's going to be fouled in a play here by Shelton. So Fullerton very patient on that possession. They get the personal foul going to the free throw line. Let's see. Gage Horik is going to go to the line. Pollard picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. The shot from the free throw line by Gage Horik is going to be no good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. He was fouled in the active shooting, so we'll have another one. 28 to 22, Fullerton has got a 6-point lead. Next shot is up there and in by Gage Horik. 29-22. Fullerton has got a 7-point lead. Warriors scored the first 7 points in the basketball game tonight, and they have not trailed here in this basketball game. Here's Wires of the ball deep in the left corner. A pass clear in the opposite corner. That's a Muehlbach with the ball. Brings it up high. Now dribbles the ball in the lane. It's going to be tipped away. And it's picked up here by Fullerton. Coming back the other way is Somm. His shot is up there. No good. Tip tries up and in. Give the bucket to Seth Wojcik. He's now got 3 field goals here in the third quarter for 6 points. And Fullerton has opened up a 9-point lead. It is 31-22. There's Muehlbach with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Goes down in the corner. A three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good by Wires. And the rebound comes down here to Shikoski. Ethan Shikoski with the ball now for Fullerton. Gives it down to Somm. Somm brings it over here to Horik for 3. That's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound to Wojcik. Keeps it alive here for Fullerton. Dribbles the ball in the lane. Somm has got it. Nice pass down. Lower shot by Shikoski. He misses that one. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Shelton. It's a 31-22 ball game. The Bulldogs trailing here in the ball game, and now a foul is going to be called here on Garrett Somm. Somm trying to steal the ball away from Ellis and picks up the personal foul for his efforts. That's going to be the first foul on Garrett Somm. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Fullerton here in the basketball game. Non-shooting situation, so Shelton will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Ellis comes out to Pollard. His shot for 3 is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Wojcik. Wojcik now for Fullerton, back the other way to Horik. He drives the ball to the goal, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Gage Horik found his seam in that Shelton defense and took it right to the hole. He is fouled in the play. Spencer Wires picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first foul. Going back to the free throw line will be Gage Horik. 3 out of 4 from the line here in this basketball game. He'll have 2 shots. Fouled in the active shooting. His first shot is up there. That one is no good. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Fullerton has got the lead over Shelton tonight. The score is 31-22. Gage Horik will have one more. His shot is up there. It's good. Fullerton trying to win their 6th straight game here at the end of the season and qualify for the Boys State High School basketball tournament. They have their biggest lead of the ball game now at 32-22. Just over 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter from Grand Island Central Catholic High School tonight. Wires with the ball deep in the left corner for Shelton. He's left open, but he won't take the 3. Comes back out to Muehlbach. He comes across the top now to Derek Ellis. Ellis driving it down to the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside. It's being deflected away from Pollard out of bounds. Pollard sent a screen over there, then rolled to the basket. They tried to give him the ball, and it was knocked out of bounds. It'll be Shelton playing things in. Coming into the ball game is going to be Halbush again for the Fullerton Warriors. Ostransky also comes back in. It's going to be Shelton playing things. It's lobbing in the lane. The Hawks, he is surrounded now. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the blank. Hawks was among tall timber there. He goes up with a shot anyway. He draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Som. Here it's Som picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on Fullerton here in the basketball game. Going to the free throw line will be Hawks. For Shelton, the shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Terran Hawks, 62% foul shooter on the season. He's now 41 out of 67 from the line. He's averaging 9 points per ball game. He's got four so far in this contest. 32-22, Fullerton with a 10-point lead now over the Shelton Bulldogs. The next shot is up there and in. So Hawks hits one out of two. The Fullerton lead is nine points. Warriors have the ball. Garrett Som will walk it across the 10-second line as they get it down to T.J. Ostransky. Now to Som again on the wing on the right side. Som comes out to Ostransky. He'll run the point now for the Fullerton Warriors. Over on the wing is going to be Hellbush. Down in the corner to Som. Som has got it. Looks. Comes out to Ostransky. Entry pass deflected away here from Horick, and a foul is going to be called. They're trying to get it into a Gage Horick, and he is fouled in a play here. I think that's going to be on Pollard. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's the case. We go to Pollard picking up the foul. That's going to be team foul number three on Shelton. A non-shooting situation for Fullerton as they will play things in. Ostransky with the ball. Now to Som. Som puts it on the floor and dribbles out here to the top of the circle. Looks at the man-to-man defense now for the Shelton Bulldogs. Here's Horick with the ball just to the left of the lane. Horick drives it down toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Pollard. Dakota Pollard with the ball for Shelton as he'll turn and hand it away to Derek Ellis. Here come the Bulldogs back the other way, 32-23. Shelton is down by 9 points in the ball game, but the Bulldogs have the ball in their offensive zone. Muehlbach has got it. Out on top now to Hawks. He gives it away here on the near side on the Muehlbach. Back out to a Derek Ellis, who takes it away from his teammate. Wires out here between the circles. They reset the offense. There's a feed over to Hawks on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass is going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball to Muehlbach, and the ball is intercepted here by Som. He comes back the other way, nearly travels with the ball, gets it to Ostransky, and now we got a whistle, and the traveling violation is called. A late whistle there, but they whistle Garrett Som with a traveling violation as he came to a jump stop right at the top of the key there on the break. Turnover number five on Fullerton, 32-23. The Warriors have the lead here in the D1-3 district championship ball game at Grand Island Central Catholic. Shelton has got the ball. Here's Muehlbach trying to drive it to the goal, and he's going to be fouled in the play. The foul is going to go on T.J. Ostransky. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Warriors here in the second half of play. Still no free throws. It'll be Shelton playing things in. Baseline right side underneath thrown basket. Hawks will trigger things in for Shelton. He'll get things to Derek Ellis down here in the corner. Derek Ellis sends it back down there where the ball is going to be Hawks. Brings it back out to Ellis in three-point territory. The Hawks entry pass to get it inside to Pollard. He works in the lane. His shot from 5 feet away is up there at end. Dakota Pollard scores right in front of the basket. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 32-25 now. Shelton is back within 7 points here in the third quarter. 1:55 left here in the period. Som has got the ball. Free throw line extended left side. They lob it inside. Now they kick it back out to Ostransky, and he puts one in from three-point range as he banks one home from the top of the key. Ostransky now at 5 points in the ball game as Fullerton hits a three ball. 35-25. The Warriors have a 10-point lead. Here's the Hawks with the ball down at the baseline. His little short jumper is up there and in. Terran Hawks on a leaner on the left baseline. He's got 7 points in the contest. 35-27. High school basketball action tonight here on the Breeze. And now we've got a timeout. Fullerton. Fullerton wants to talk things over. 1 minute, 19 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Fullerton 35, Shelton 27.
Laser Tech has been putting the serve back in service for over 17 years. Laser Tech can help you with all your printer needs. New and reconditioned units, multifunction units, and fax machines, or cartridges and accessories for an existing printer. Laser Tech technicians are dispatched quickly, utilizing the latest technology, giving you same-day, next-day service. With Laser Tech, trouble-free solutions are only a phone call away. Know how to find the right solution for your business. The solution is how Laser Tech is helping businesses, doing what can be done every day.
The Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth powered by LP and diesel irrigation engines. Husker Power Products of Hastings. 1:19 to play here in the third quarter. Fullerton led at halftime tonight over Shelton by a score of 24-21. It is now 35-27. Fullerton is out on top. And the Warriors have the ball out here in three-point territory, and traveling with the ball is going to be T.J. Ostransky. He is being hounded by Tarrant Hawks of Shelton, and he's gone for the traveling violation. Six turnovers now in Fullerton. That came after a Fullerton timeout. So it's going to be Shelton playing the ball in here in backcourt with a chance to slice into this 35-27 lead that the Warriors have posted so far tonight. There's a Hawks with the ball. Now they get it to a Derek Ellis. And now we got a foul called. That was Hawks trying to set a screen. And running into him was T.J. Ostransky. So a traveling violation and a personal foul on T.J. here in the last 15 seconds. That's the second personal foul on Ostransky. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Warriors. Shelton will play things in. They're trailing 35-27 here in the third quarter, under a minute to play. Here's a Hawks with the ball, gets it inside to Pollard, kicks it out to the free throw line. That's Wires with the ball, back outside to Ellis for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hellbush. Hellbush now for Fullerton. They get it ahead to T.J. Ostransky. He comes into the offensive zone here. Ostransky moves it on the right side of the lane to Hellbush. It's up from 15, good. Tyson Hellbush knocks down a 15-footer from the right side of the lane. That's now a 37-27 ball game. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted back the other way for Fullerton. Driving, shooting, and missing is going to be Somm. Ball is loose and is picked up here by Shatkowski. So a turnover on Shelton as they were bringing the ball back the other way. That's 8 turnovers on the Bulldogs. It's now a 10-point ball game, 37-27. Fullerton has got the lead. Jared Somm has got the ball as Shatkowski. Shatkowski right at the top of the three-point circle. Now as Somm is running one-hander in the lane. It's going to be no good. Ball is brought down by Wires for Shelton. And time is going to run out here in backcourt as he throws up the shot way after the horn sounds. And that's the end of the third quarter of play tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic. Three quarters in the books in the D1-3 district championship ball game. The score after the third quarter, it's Fullerton 37, Shelton 27. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Thanks for listening to this Bulldog Sports broadcast, proudly brought to you in part by the staff and management of Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton. Gangwish Seed Farms knows all these students and coaches work hard and play harder for their teams. That's why Gangwish Seed is very happy to support all of our athletes in all they do. Good luck today, and remember, winning means trying. Go Bulldogs! From everyone at Gangwish Seed Farms in Shelton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back for the fourth quarter here tonight at Grand Island Central Catholic. Shelton with the opening possession of this fourth, and they try to pound the ball inside, and immediately a foul is going to be called here on the Fullerton. That's going to be on Watovic. That's going to be his third personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 on the Warriors here in this second half of play. And the ball game now will be Hellbush. Going out will be Watovic, so he comes to the bench now with 3 personal fouls. Fullerton has got a 10-point lead over Gibbon. It's 37-27. They play things in. Hawks has got the ball. Hawks now at the Pollard as they move it back to the left side on the wing. Wires has got it. Back out to Ellis. Near sideline. Muehlbach has got it. Moves it down in the corner. Down there is going to be Wires with the ball. Brings it up to Ellis. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. The Muehlbach drives it in the lane. His off-balance shot is going to be no good. Ball tapped around and is picked up here by Horick. Horick has got it now for Fullerton. The Warriors have a 10-point lead as they come back the other way, driving for the basket. The shot is up there and in. Seth Watovic scoring there for Fullerton. He's now got 4 field goals and 8 points in the ball game. And Fullerton has now opened up their biggest lead of the ball game at 39-27. There's a shot up there and in. Taron Hawks throws up a 3-pointer from right in front of the Shelton bench. Hawks has now got 10 points in the ball game, and now we've got Fullerton calling a timeout. The Warriors call a timeout with 7:05 to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Fullerton 39, Shelton 30.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Fullerton had that 39-27 lead here. But coming back, Taryn Hawks hitting a three ball for Shelton. Keeps the Bulldogs in the basketball game. They're down by 9 points now, 39-30. 7 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter from Grand Island Central Catholic High School here tonight. Girls State Tournament gets underway on Thursday down in Lincoln. The boys will head there a week from Thursday. So March Madness definitely underway here for high school basketball teams. Here's Fullerton with the ball. Sam has got it. Jump pass down in the corner. Wojcik has got it. Wojcik now to Shatkowski. He brings it up out in three-point territory. Lobs the ball inside to Hellbush. Kicks it out here to Wojcik. He signs up and in a three-pointer. Seth Wojcik hits a three-pointer from in front of the Fullerton bench. He's got 11 points in the ball game. And the Warriors go back out on top by 12 points and 42-30. Their biggest lead of the ball game. Now here's a steal. There's a steal by Wojcik. That's going to be turnover number 9 on Shelton. And now they give it right back with the basketball here. It's going to be Hawks for Shelton. He gets it down low to Ellis, and there's a foul in the play. So Fullerton had a 12-point lead in the basketball as they turn it away. And now we got a personal foul called here on Fullerton. It's going to go on Sam. That's going to be his third. So Sam with 3. Wojcik has got 3. Going to the free throw line for Shelton is going to be Derek Ellis. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Derek Ellis hits the free throw. He's now got 7 points in the ball game. A 64% foul shooter. Here comes TJ Ostransky back into the ball game now for Fullerton. The score is 42-31. Fullerton is up by 11 points. Derek Ellis will have one more. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Fullerton. So the Warriors come back with the basketball. Here's Horik. Brings it into the offensive zone on the wing on the left side. Lobs it in the lane. Hellbush grabs it, shoots, and misses the easy one. Ball is being tapped around. It's picked up on the baseline by Shelton. Derek Ellis has got the ball. He puts it on the floor. Runs her back the other way. The ball's going to be knocked loose. A turnover on Shelton. Here comes Fullerton back the other way on the dribble. Horik gets the ball away to Shatkowski. He mishandles it. It's picked up by Ostransky. Ostransky into Hellbush. Now to Shatkowski on the wing here on the right side. Shatkowski dribbling to the ball. He resets the offense with a pass out here to Horik. That is Shatkowski for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Pollard. 5:40 to play in the ball game. 42-31. Fullerton has got the lead. The Warriors trying to inch their way to the Boys State High School basketball tournament here tonight. Hawks has got the ball. Hawks moves it down in the corner to Wires. Back to Hawks in the wing. Down in the corner. Spencer Wires with it now for Shelton. Skip pass comes out on top of Muehlbach. Top of the key. Down to Hawks again on the wing. Top of the key to Muehlbach. They work it back around to the right side. Ellis with the ball. Cross-court pass comes over to Hawks. He drives for the hole. His shot no good. He's fouled in the play. There's Wong. They work this forwards in defense side to side. Finally, they find a little seam in that defense and take it to the hole. And now a personal foul is going to be called. And we're going to have some free throws coming up here for the Shelton Bulldogs. So Shelton will go to the free throw line. It's going to be Hawks going to the charity stripe here. Last personal foul went on Horik. That's going to be his third foul. So now Fullerton has got 3 guys with 3 personal fouls here in the fourth quarter of play. Hawks to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Taryn Hawks now 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Here comes Horik back out of the contest now. We've got Keenan Wojcik back in there. 42-32. Fullerton has got a 10-point lead. Here's the next shot by Hawks. It's going to be up there, no good. And a rebound is loose, and now we got a foul called. Hellbush picks up the ball for Fullerton as he was battling with it down there. We got a personal foul called here on Shelton. So now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor, and this will be a 1-1 situation at this end. All right, check that. That's only the 4th team foul called on the Shelton Bulldogs. It's going to go on Hawks. That's going to be his first. So 14 fouls. They will play things in here in backcourt. Ostransky has got it now for Fullerton. 42-32. Fullerton has got a 10-point lead over Shelton tonight in the D1-3 district championship ball game at Grand Island Central Catholic. There's Wojcik. His shot contenders up there at the end. Keenan Watovic scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. And Fullerton goes back out on top by 12 again, 44-32. We're down to 4 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the ball game. Buehlbach has got the ball, driving the baseline down there. It's going to be Wires' shot off of the mark. No good. Pollard grabs a rebound, goes back up, and he's fouled on the play. Dakota Pollard with an offensive board. He's trying to stick it back through the hole, but he was fouled on the play. And now it's going to be Dakota Pollard going to the free throw line for Shelton. He's got 11 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hellbush is the guilty party for Fullerton. That's going to be his first personal foul. So Pollard to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot, good. Rattles it home. He's now 3 of 3 from the stripe. He'll have one more. Elwood is out on top of Kennesaw at the end of the third quarter. Elwood 42, Kennesaw 22. Next shot is up there. It's going to be short by Pollard. And the rebound comes down here to Shikowski. 44-33 is an 11-point lead. Fullerton with the ball. Wachowski has got it. He gets it to Shikowski. He drives it to the hole. He shot off the back iron is going to be no good. And now we get the ball going out of bounds, and it's going to be Shelton basketball. Shikowski drives it right to the hole. Tries to bank one in off of the glass there. That wouldn't go, and it's knocked out of bounds. So Gibbon will come back the other round. Shelton will come back the other way. Bulldogs have the ball. Here's a three-pointer by Muehlbach. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down to Shikowski, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Spencer Wires is going to be the guilty party there for Shelton. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. Still no free throws. Here comes the Garrett Somm back in the ball game now for Fullerton. Going out will be TJ Ostransky. 44-33. Fullerton is 10-7 on the year. Shelton is 9-14. Both teams trying to win their way to the Boise State High School basketball tournament next week. Neither in line for a wild card spot in Class D2. And now we've got in Class D1. Now we got a jump ball called here. A jump ball is called as Fullerton was setting things up offensively. The possession arrow was pointing in favor of the Warriors, so it'll be Fullerton playing things in off of the far sideline. This is Horik. He will get things in to Watovic. And now Shelton is guarding all over the place out near the 10-second line. There's a pass down to Shikowski. Drives the baseline. Dishes off inside to Watovic. Back outside. A three-pointer put up for the end. Nope, they said his foot was on the line. Seth Watovic throws up a long two. He's now got 13 points in the ball game. And now Fullerton slowly putting this ball game away. It's a 13-point lead at 46-33. With 3.5 minutes to go, there's a Pollard. His shot's going to be blocked down. A block there by Horik, and the ball is recovered by Garrett Somm. So Horik gets a block into paint there for Fullerton. Here come the Warriors back the other way, already with a 13-point lead. Horik has got the ball. Gage Horik dribbles right to left across the top of the key. Now he stomps out here. Goes over to Watovic. There's a two-handed pass down on the left baseline. Shikowski works, spins, softened in. Ethan Shikowski scoring there. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and it's a 15-point lead here for the Fullerton Warriors. It's now 48-33 with 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Here's Wires with the ball out on the wing to Derek Ellis. Down in the corner again to Wires. He holds the ball, now to Ellis. Skip pass goes to the far sideline. Hawks for three. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Horik for Fullerton. Gage Horik has got the ball. He'll bring things up now against Terran Hawks of Shelton. Horik into the offensive zone. Now a double dribble violation. Gage Horik is whistled for the double dribble violation. It's going to be 8 turnovers on Fullerton here in the basketball game. And now we've got Shelton wants to call a timeout. Bulldogs want to talk things over. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Fullerton 48, Shelton 33.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, as we welcome you back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products at Hastings. 48-33, Shelton is down here in the ball game. Bulldogs have the ball in their offensive zone as they try to get something going here late in the ball game. We got a personal foul called here as Hawks trying to take the ball to the elbow on the right side of the lane, and he is fouled into play here by Garrett Somm. That's going to be the fourth foul on Garrett Somm. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Fullerton here in the second half of play. These are the all two-shot fouls now as Hawks will go to the free throw line for Shelton. He puts up a shot. It's good. He's now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Terran Hawks has got 12 points in the ball game. Here comes T.J. Ostransky back into the ball game now for the Fullerton Warriors. Somm will come to the bench, and a shot from the line by Hawks is going to be off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down with Tolik. So it's 48-34 with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Fullerton with the ball. Ostransky tries to drive it. He's going to be fouled in the play by Terran Hawks. Hawks picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number, team foul number 6 on Shelton here in the second half of play. So no free throws. It'll be Fullerton playing things in. Horik has got it now. Horik out to Wachovic. Sends it across the top. There's a shot put up there and in. That's Keenan Wachovic scoring. Keenan Wachovic now with 6 points in the ball game, and it's 50-34. So a big run here by the Fullerton Warriors in the fourth quarter, driving down the lane. The shot is up there, no good. We got a personal foul called, and Ellis will go to the free throw line now for Shelton as he took the ball right to the hole there. A personal foul is going to be called on Keenan Wachovic. That's going to be his fourth personal foul. So Fullerton, they're fortunate that we don't have another quarter to play here. They've got some guys in some foul trouble here in the fourth. Derek Ellis in the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. He is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. Derek Ellis will have one more. Here comes Nathan back into the ball game now for Fullerton. It's 50-35. The Warriors have got a 15-point lead. Derek Ellis will have one more. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Ellis now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Approaching double figures. He's got 9 points. The time running out, 50-36. Under 2 minutes to go. Fullerton has got the ball in their offensive zone. Nathan has got it. Out here to Somm as they work it back around deep in the left corner. Pass out near the 10-second line to Somm. He just dribbles with the ball. Moves it down the left side of the lane. Nice pass there. Shikoski and his shot is up and in. Garrett Somm gets the assist, and Shikoski scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. It's 52-36. Fullerton has got the lead. Bombs away for 3. Shot is up there. No good by Hawks. Long rebound. It comes out to Garrett Somm. Somm has got it down for Fullerton. Races back the other way here. So the burgundy and the white. The Fullerton Warriors come back into the offensive zone, leading by 16 points, 52-36. And now Fullerton wants to call a timeout. Fullerton wants to call a timeout with a 1:12 left here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Fullerton 52, Shelton 36.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Urbana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Fullerton has got the lead. 1:12 away from a berth in the Boys State High School basketball tournament here tonight. Fullerton will inbound the ball as they get it into Garrett Somm. Garrett Somm dribbling the ball out here in three-point territory just across the 10-second line. Bounce pass comes over here on the near side. Shikoski is now going to play keep away from this Shelton Bulldog defense. There's a ball is going to be swatted away, but it's picked up by Shikoski. He throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Long rebound is tapped out here to Ellis. Ellis has got it for Shelton as he comes into the offensive zone. Mishandles the ball, picks it back up. Goes to Muehlbach, a long three. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Shikoski. Shikoski with the ball now to a Garrett Somm, and now the Fullerton fans across the way here at Grand Island Central Catholic coming to their feet. There's a stop from the deep right corner. A shot's put up there by Tilson. No good. Rebound with Tovic. He has the basketball stripped away. And is picked up by Dakota Pollard running back the other way. Pollard gets the ball ahead. Now to Hawks. He moves it on the dribble down the baseline. His short J is up there. No good. Rebound Wires. Keeps it alive here for Shelton. There's a long-range jumper put up there from 3. No good by Ellis. And the rebound comes down here to Wachovic. 13 seconds to play. Fullerton, pack your bags for Lincoln. Fullerton is going to head to the Boys State High School basketball tournament as we got a foul here in backcourt on Derek Ellis. Ellis picks up his third personal foul. So it's going to be Fullerton going to the free throw line with 8.2 seconds remaining here in this contest. Garrett Somm will go to the free throw line for Fullerton. So Fullerton has won their last six games in a row, and now they are headed to Lincoln for the Boys State High School basketball tournament beginning next Thursday in Lincoln. Jared Somm will go to the free throw line. He's got just 2 points tonight, but really he's battled some foul trouble tonight, but he's done a great job leading the ball club here for the Warriors, the quarterback of this team. As Somm will go to the line here, his shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. And we're going to have, I think somebody was in the, lane too soon. He was over the line. All right, so the free throw will not count. Somm will come to the bench anyway. And now it's going to be Shelton playing the ball. It was 6 seconds to play. Here come the Shelton Bulldogs back in the offensive zone. Redinger has got the ball to the near sideline to Harvey, and that's the ball game. The Fullerton Warriors win the Class D1-3 district championship here tonight. Fullerton knocks off Shelton by 16 in the district championship ball game, 52-36. So the Warriors headed to the Boys State High School basketball tournament next week in Lincoln. The season is over for the Shelton Bulldogs. Shelton will end the year with a mark of 9 wins and 15 losses. Fullerton will head to the state tournament with a mark of 11 wins and 7 losses. Again, the final score was Fullerton 52, Shelton 36. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
Where else can you get so much great food for such an affordable price? Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge in sunny downtown Gibbon. For years, they've prided themselves in being more bang for the buck and making homemade food fresh right there, like their famous prime rib dinners or their huge jumbo hand-breaded shrimp. What about the freshest salad and fruit bars around? Make the drive to sunny downtown Gibbon and be a part of great family, food, and tradition.
Check out the action. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championship on March 6th, 7th, and 8th at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The excitement involves 48 schools competing for state championships. Experience a competition for $5 for students, $7 for adults. For specific games, visit nsaahome.org. The 2014 NSAA Girls State Basketball Championships.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Grand Island Central Catholic High School here tonight. The Shelton Bulldogs, they lose to Fullerton in the D1-3 District Championship ball game. The final score of 52-36. Fullerton was the aggressor right out of the gates here tonight. They scored the first 7 points in the basketball game. It wasn't until the 6:43 mark of the first quarter that Shelton got on the scoreboard. It was 7-2 at that point. Fullerton jumped out on top by a score of 12-4 in the first quarter. It was 17-9 before Shelton came back and chipped away. It was 17-12 after one quarter of play. Fullerton again got into an 8-point lead at 22-14 in the second quarter. Shelton getting a 3-pointer right at the end of the second quarter of play by Derek Ellis. The Bulldogs team within 3 points at 24-21 at halftime, but the second half really belonged to Shelton. They got to a good-sized lead in the third quarter, in fact, led by 10 points at 32-22 with about 4 minutes to play in the third, led by 10 points after the third, 37-27, and they stretched that lead all the way up to about 15 points, 16 points at one point at 50-34, and then the final score here in this one of 16 points, 52-36, as Fullerton wins the D1-3 district championship ball game tonight over Shelton. So Fullerton is now 11-7 in the season. Shelton will wrap up their year with a mark of 9 wins and 15 losses. You're listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here tonight. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come. You can call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin with a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco Sports. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. We'll come back and check the numbers as we continue on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our Men's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Yeah, the D1-3 district championship goes to the Fullerton Warriors here tonight as they knock off Shelton by a score of 52-36. Get you the final scoring numbers in the ballgame here tonight. It was Seth Witovec leading the way for the Fullerton Warriors tonight as he scores 13 points in the ballgame. He had 1 3-pointer. He had 5 2-point field goals, so he finishes with 13 points all in the second half of play. Gage Horick, he had 12 points with 10 in the first half and 2 more in the second. Horick, he had 2 3-pointers. He had a 2-point field goal, and he was 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. So Horick with 12. Witovec had 13, also in double figures for Fullerton. Was Ethan Shikoski, as he scores 10 points in the ballgame. He had 2 threes and a couple of 2-point field goals. So he scores 10 points here in the ballgame. Keenan Witovec, he had 6 points. He had 2 field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. 5 points for TJ Ostransky, as he hits a 3 and a 2 for his 5. Tyson Hellbush, he had 4 points tonight on 2 field goals. And then 2 points for Garrett Somm. He was 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Fullerton 6 out of 9 from the line here in the basketball game tonight. The Shelton Bulldogs, they had just 4 guys score this evening. Taryn Hawks and also Dakota Pollard, they led the way. Pollard, he scores 9 points in the ball game tonight. He had 1 3. He had 3 2-point field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for his 12. Taryn Hawks, he had 12 points tonight. Hawks had 3 2-point field goals and a 3, and he was 3 out of 6 in the free throw line. Derek Ellis, he had 9 points. Ellis had a 3 and a 2, and he was 4 out of 6 in the free throw line tonight for his 9. And Jared Muehlbach, he had 3 points. He had a field goal, and he was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3 points. So again, Fullerton wins the D1-3 district championship tonight. They beat the Shelton Bulldogs by 16, the final score of 52-36. Checking some shooting numbers in the ball game tonight. Fullerton, they were 22 out of 49 from the field, as they connect on 45% of their field goal tries. Shelton was just 11 out of 36 for 31%. Shelton shot only 13% from the floor in the fourth quarter. They were 1 out of 8. And Shelton, 3 out of 14 in the second half for just 21%. Ended up shooting 11 out of 36 from the floor tonight for 31% compared to 45% for Fullerton. Three-pointers, it was Fullerton hitting 7 out of 16 for 44%. Shelton just 3 out of 16 for 19%. Fullerton also held a big advantage on the boards here tonight. They had 31 rebounds compared to 21 for Shelton. Fullerton had 9 offensive rebounds, 22 on defense. Shelton had 7 offensive rebounds and 14 on defense. The turnovers, Shelton, they had 9 in the ball game tonight. Fullerton had 8. On steals, Shelton had 4 steals compared to 5 for Fullerton. Free throws, it was Fullerton hitting 5 out of 9 for 56%. Shelton was 11 out of 18 for 61%. Fullerton had 2 blocked shots. Shelton had no blocked shots. So again, it was Shelton losing to Fullerton tonight in the D1-3 district championship ball game by a score of 52-36. So that wraps up the district basketball coverage. We have got state tournament coverage coming your way the rest of the week on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. On Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR on Thursday, you get a 9 o'clock ball game between Minden and Lincoln Lutheran. Then at 3:45, Kearney Catholic will take on Bishop Newman. On Thursday on ESPN 1550 KICS and ESPN 1460 KXPN, you will get Kearney High playing Omaha Benson at 3:45. On 1230 KHIS on Thursday, you'll get the game between Hastings St. Cecilia and Dundee County Stratton. That begins at 1:45. And on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, you'll have 2 games in the Girls State Tournament on Thursday. Grand Island Northwest will play Sydney at 9 o'clock, and Giltner will take on Crawford at 7. In the final score in this one, it was the Fullerton Warriors winning the D1-3 District Championship as they beat the Shelton Bulldogs tonight by a score of 52-36. For the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5, this is Mike Will.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.